his grace. Thank God for amazing grace. This morning, good to be back in the broadcast time this morning, trying to be a blessing to you there in Radio Land today. Trust you're making plans now to be in church this morning. Get up, get ready, get on to the Sunday school hour and the worship service and the worship tonight, and then Wednesday prayer meeting time. You know, be in the house of God this week. It's not a whole lot of time that we spend in the house of God. Comparison to what we do with everything else in the week, and surely we can take time to go to church, be in the house of God. Something on the inside of a child of God desires to be in God's house, unless there's sin that they're trying to hide and trying to get away from, but they want to be in church. And never seen a person get saved yet, didn't want to go to church, go to the house of God. And so we thank God for the privilege to come to where you're at this morning and want to be a blessing and a help to your heart here today in the broadcast time. Pray for the nation, our nation of America, that God would continue to work and would bring conviction where it's needed. And I see folk in high places get saved with the grace of God. And that's what the desire of the Lord is, that his people would look unto him and find direction and find leadership in their lives and in their country. So it's good to be here this morning. We praise God for you. I want to pray for the needs, of course, those that are not able to go to the house of God. We'll remember them in prayer this morning, that God would touch them and bless them today. And I know that some, it's the only thing that they have to listen to is what they get over the airways. And we praise God for this open door that we have. It's not like going to church, but it's a good substitute for it when you can't go. Amen. I believe if you can go, you ought to be there in the house of God. But I want to pray for those that's not able to get out, and some shut-ins that are not able, and those that are afflicted and I just need some help from the Lord. I want to pray for them today. Father, as we come in your presence this morning, we want to thank you for the open door to come to the throne of grace and come with boldness through the precious blood of our Savior. Find that grace to help in the time of need, forgiveness of our sins and our failures and shortcomings, which are many, Lord. We ask you for cleansing from all of those, and would you bless every need in Radio Land this morning, those that are not able to get out to be in the house of God. I pray you give them added strength and grace for this day, and may something be said or done today that would strengthen their heart and strengthen them spiritually as they look to you. I thank you for loving us. Thank you for caring. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for reaching way down in the horrible pit and picking us up and putting our feet on solid rock. Thank you for the foundation. Thank you for the church. Thank you for the sweet Holy Spirit. Now, thank you for the people of God. Thank you for, Lord, your fatherhood to us. And we thank you for everything you do. I pray you'd bless now in the broadcast. Use it today for the glory of God. We'll praise you. Jesus' name, amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. I hope it'll be a blessing and a help to you today as you prepare to just be on the Lord's day. Be here and be in church. Now, get up right now. You able to get up. You get up and get ready for Sunday school this morning. Be there on time for Sunday school. Amen. It's not just for children. It's for the adults that ought to be in Sunday school. That's a part of your church. Amen. Be there and enjoy that this morning. You pray now and you listen as they sing this morning.
There are forces in the world today who oppose our Christian faith. They attempt to destroy everything that's holy and control what preachers say. But God still has a few good men who won't bend, won't bow, won't burn. They will fight to the end to defend that faith till the day that the whole world learns. There are things we won't give over. There are things worth fighting for. The book and the blood and the rugged cross. One faith, one way, one Lord. When the world and the flesh flesh and the devil press on and try to tear our strongholds down, we will stand our ground. Despite what the non-believers say, our God has never changed. His word still means everything it says. It is now and forever the same. The world may think they have won this fight, but there are some who can still be found. We will never give in and we'll never give up. We will stand our ground. There are things we won't give over. There are things worth fighting for. Book and the blood and the rugged cross, one faith, one way, one Lord. When the world and the flesh and the devil press on and try to tear our strongholds down, we will stand our ground. When the world and the flesh and the devil press on and try to tear our strongholds down, we will stand our ground.
Amen. I tell you, that ought to be our heart's desire this morning, to stand our ground, stand for the Lord this morning. Hope you enjoyed that. You listen now as they sing another one.
I've never seen the righteous forsaken or begging for bread. The steps of a good man are ordered by God's hand. It is His delight to serve the Lord willingly. Though His foot may stumble, His word will not crumble. For God will supply, yes, He'll supply my every need. Oh, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or begging for bread. God dresses the lilies in splendor and beauty. The tiniest sparrow His hand so lovingly feeds. So why should I worry? God's word has assured me that God will supply, yes, He'll supply my every need. Oh, and begging for bread. Oh, and I've never seen the righteous forsaken or begging for bread. I've never seen the righteous forsaken or begging for
what David said, never seen the righteous forsaken or seed begging bread. Thank God for that this morning. Amen. Hope you enjoy that. You listen to that.
Y'all pray for us. We've not sung this song since we sung it last year, and I messed it up then. And so y'all pray. I hope I can remember the words. Well, I'm so grateful that the Lord saved me. This song means something to those of us that are saved. Thank God. Amen. This is not our home. Thank God. And I know things may get hard down here, but praise God, look what we got waiting for us. And I'm grateful for that. Amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all pray for us. Amen. See the lights of that city so bright, of my home, sweet home. We're nearing the shore.
Yes, we're nearing the shore.
We're nearing the shore.
Yes, we're nearing the shore.
Trouble soon will be over.
We'll suffer no more.
See the light,
Jesus divine,
who will say welcome,
dear children of mine,
come in and rest through this land so fair.
We're nearing the shore.
Trouble soon will be over.
Hebrews chapter 12 today, Hebrews chapter 12, and you pray the Lord would help us this morning as we go into Hebrews chapter 12 today. We've been preaching about faith, and of course you need your faith strengthened. You turn over to Hebrews 11 and 12, and you'll find that there's strength to be had for the child of God. It's not an easy life, but it's a wonderful life. And he didn't tell us it's going to be easy. Matter of fact, he told the disciples, I'm going to show you how you're going to suffer for my name's sake. He suffered, and we're suffering. And we will if we live. If any live godly in Christ Jesus, he shall suffer persecution. Now, that's Bible. That's not my theory nor my observation. That is the distinct word of God that tells us that if we live godly, we will suffer persecution. Amen. And so we thank God for his presence. Hebrews chapter 12, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does easily beset us. Let us run with patience the race that is set before us. looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself. Lest you be wearied and faint in your minds, we have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin, but you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. I'm going to stop reading there this morning in the first six verses of Hebrews chapter 12 and look at these scriptures for just a few minutes this morning. And of course, running the race. And that's what the subject, you might say, of Hebrews chapter 12 is. He's speaking to those that have experienced the results of their faith in the Lord. And it gives us what we need to run the race. Now, the race is not an easy race. It's got obstacles along the way, but the Bible said we can have faith, and it's without faith, it's impossible to please him. For by the grace of God, we are what we are, and we can run that race this morning and run it with joy in our hearts because we're saved by the grace of God. We find, first of all, to run the race, we've got to have a course of faith to do that. And we got to believe some things. And strictly running the race, it's a strictly voluntary and motivated. You got to want to run that race. Now, he's going to make you run. He's not going to push you into running, but he will put it before you and will educate you as to what it is to run the race and give you power to do that with if you desire to run that race. And that's what we need to be doing this morning, is to run the race. So there's the call to join in. He could to join in. Verses 1, the Bible said, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witness, let us, there's the call to join in. He wants us to run that race and let us run that race with patience and looking, of course, to those that great cloud of witnesses. He's given us somebody to help us along the way. Now, he's referring back to chapter 11, where we have that great army of faith and those great saints of God that were motivated by hope and by love and their lives were godly. They were not perfect. No, they were not a one of them was perfect except the Lord Jesus. But these people in the church here and in the Old Testament era, they weren't perfect. But I'm telling you what they did have. They had the grace of God on their lives and they run the race that was set before them. They endured the cross and like Jesus did, despised the shame. It wasn't a shame to worship the Lord and to live for him. And so the call to join in is there for us to, with each other, let us. It's not a personal thing per se, but it's a universal thing. Let us. Every child of God has got the encouragement to run the race that is set before us. This world needs to see someone that will run the race with patience, with godliness in their life, and with a hope in their heart, and show the world that it's worth running the race with the Lord Jesus Christ. And so he calls us to do that. Come on, let us, he said, let us run with patience the race that is set before us. He sets it before us. It's our duty and it's our obligation that we consider that. And then, of course, as we are motivated by that race, we're to join in. And so we need to, of course, do it voluntarily. That's what he does. He lays it out before us. It's let us run with patience the race that is set before us. And my beloved, I'm going to tell you this. If you run this race, you're going to have patience to wait on the Lord. Amen. Because you're not running at your speed. You're running at the Lord's direction. And when we're in this race, he knows exactly where we're at in the race and he encourages us along the way. And so there's a call to join in. Let us, he said, every child of God, you're sitting on the sideline this morning. Are you sitting over there on the sideline? You're not doing anything for for God. You're not even going to church. You're not even trying to witness to someone that needs a Savior. You're not trying to encourage the saints of God to keep on running for Jesus. And you're sitting on the sideline somewhere. You're not running the race. You're not enjoying the race. But I'm telling you, brother, it's a life to enjoy running the race for Jesus. Amen. Because He's right there with us. And we're looking to Him, as we'll see here in a moment this morning. The call to join in. Let us and run with them. The call to sacrifice. And of course, we're to sacrifice some things and run with them. And He said, lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. There's some sacrifices to be made for every child of God. We're going to run that race for Jesus and with the Lord Jesus, with all the saints of God. And we go right back to these men over here and these women in chapter 11, and we see the race that they were running. They're sure they stumbled. I'm sure some of them faltered and they failed, but they got up and they got back right with God and they kept on going for Jesus. So we're going to stumble. He tells us that in 1 John chapter 1. He makes allowances for us because He knows our the state that we're in. He knoweth our frame. He knows what we're made out of this morning. He knows how we're subject to failure, not voluntarily, but we stumble every once in a while. Let our guard down. And we do that as we're in the race. But we look back to them and, brothers, see the race that they ran. And God put them in Hebrews chapter 11 in the hall of fame for the church of the living God, not to exalt them, but to bring honor to His name, because He's the one we're running for. Amen. He's the one we're running for. So the call to sacrifice, laying aside the weight and the sin, which does so easily beset us. Two things there are very evident in the life of a child of God, even after we're saved by the grace of God. When you get saved by grace, you'll find out there's some weights in your life. There's some things that are holding you back from running like you ought to run for Jesus. Might not even be sin, but there are weights and things that are holding you down. Now, Abraham gave up some good things to run the race that he was running in. That's right. Listen, having a son, he and his household wasn't a sin to Abraham, but Abraham was told to sacrifice that son on the altar and take a knife and kill him there on the altar. He was told to do that, and he obeyed. He done that very thing, and God intervened in that weight. And there was only, and listen, we can't be holding back for the glory of God. There's some things that's not sinful, but they're weights that hold us back from running the race. They take up our time, they take up our talent, they take up our money. There's some things that's holding us back. He said, let us lay aside every weight. Get rid of those weights when they're training to run a race. The athletes, they put weights on their feet and on their legs, and they get out and practice by running with those weights. But when the race begins, they take those weights off and they step higher, they run faster, and they're conditioned from having those weights, but they lay them aside to run with patience. Then he said he deals with not only weights, the things that's holding us back, but I tell you, he deals with the sins which does so easily beset us. All their sins in our life, even after we got saved by the grace of God, you begin to discover things that are sin in your life, and maybe little sins, little foxes that gets the grapes, and little things that we have to lay aside, the sins that besets us because we're saved by the grace of God. It may hinder our testimony. It may hinder our influence because those sins that's in our life as a child. Now, don't tell me that you're sinless this morning. I've heard that folks to tell me that they're sinless and they don't commit sin. Well, they just committed one. They lied about that because the Bible said that everybody sins. Amen. And for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You say, well, that preacher, that's just talking about the past when we're lost. Well, it's also talking about the present because you sin every day. And you know that you do. If you'll be truthful with yourself, you know that you sin every day. And the Bible said, he that knoweth to do good doeth it not to him. It's sin. And that there there's things that we do that are sinful. That may not be very big as far as the world is concerned, but in the eyes of God, it's sin. And when it's sin, he said, lay it aside, get rid of it, and lay it down and get loosened from that. And you can run that race a whole lot freer and a whole lot with more liberty as you run that race. And so we've got a race to run for the glory of God. Run it with patience. And the Bible said, listen, there's a struggle involving those weights and sins. I'm not saying it's easy, the impediments that we have in our life that we need to get rid of, the impatience that we have. And you notice he dealt with one thing. He said, run with patience. Well, we have to have patience and to run with patience the race that is set before us. And you have to have patience to do that. And you got to deal with those impediments and those sins, things that you're struggling with in your Christian life, and it saps the joy of your life and destroys your influence. And I tell you, we deal with those things every day, and we're to come out from among them. And be ye separate, saith the Lord. And we're not to conduct ourselves like we used to do. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And we've got something to deal with. So he speaks to us, and he said, I want you to run with patience the race that is set before you. And that the sins, deal with those things. And get rid of those things. And listen, it's not a sprint. It's a race. Amen. Having a sprint, you run wide open for as long as you can till you give out to the length of the race. But the race that he set before us, you run with patience, and you run with discernment, and you learn with spirituality, and that you learn to lay aside those things. And when you're running, you discover something is holding you back. You lay it aside, and you say, I got to get rid of that. Somebody said, well, there's nothing wrong with that. Well, they may not be to them, but it is to you. It's holding you back. And the weights and the sins that besets us as we run with patience the race that is set before us. We've got a race to run, children. We've got a race to run, child of God. We got a work to do in this world. We got a church to attend to. We got a place to worship. We've got a gospel to support. We got missionaries to send out. We've got a prayer life to maintain. We've got the Word of God to preach and to teach the Scriptures. We've got a race to run. We're in a race. It's a wonderful race. It's a joyful race. Jesus run that race with joy in his heart. And we can do the same thing today too. Well, I'm telling you, friend, listen, and to run the race, we've got to have patience. Oh, yes, patience. Listen to the Lord and let God speak to your heart and draw unto yourself and lay those things aside. We're too busy gathering up weights and gathering up sins and to run the race with. But he said, lay them aside. Get rid of those things. Don't matter what anybody thinks about it. And you just lay aside the things that's bothering you, that may be bothering your family life and your personal life. Lay them aside. Get rid of those things for the glory of God. And he'll bless you for it. Well, I see our time's gone this morning. Good to be in the house of God. And once again, you meet us in church. This morning, meet us in the house of God. I tell you, hey, it's time to get ready and get right and worship the Lord today. May God bless you, is our prayer. Until next Sunday at this same time. Amen.